Okay, well, you know, I thought Toledo did a great job. You know, all the respect in the world for Coach Kowalczyk and his staff. You know, watching Toledo on film and their two home losses, they were tough. Tough ones for them to lose. They were playing well. You know, really tried to express to our team, and our guys knew how good offensively Toledo's been. And you know, I thought we did a good job of weathering a slow start to the game. It was low energy, lethargic. They're at the rim. Thought our bench did a good job of giving us a boost there in the first half, and then that second half start was as bad as it gets. You know, we knew they were going to throw it in the parks. We knew he was going to go baseline. And then it just seemed to snowball, and that's just what happens when you lose the battle in the trenches and the physicality of the game, to give up 13 offensive rebounds, for them to shoot more free throws, and all those things that we pride ourselves on. I really do think we've been that consistently. But tonight we weren't in the second half when we needed it, and we really got spooked. You know, so there's going to be a lot there just for us to learn ourselves, and our staff to learn our players, and just kind of mold through an unfortunate result. But one I think will be good for us, as much as I hate to say that. You know, I think you just got to give Toledo a ton of credit with their physicality, and they did a great job tonight.
13 turnovers in the second half, took care of the ball in the first half, and we're in control.
Yeah, I just thought it was a product of our psyche. You know, they were switching, and again, I just think they completely put us on our heels with how we started, and then we didn't ever quite get our footing after that. You know, our rhythm was off, our pace was off. You know, so there's a lot there for us to learn, but I think you have to give them credit. And just the start to the second half, we were in a great position, up five. We knew they was going to Parks the first play. We knew he was going to go baseline, and it was just, you know, just didn't click for us.
Dominic's played now three games for Bright State after coming in. What have you seen from him now, after the three games, and maybe what he brings to the table?
Yeah, I've been proud of him, you know, just kind of finding his rhythm with how we play. I think just there's so many things for these guys to step out there and feel confident. Dom's practiced really well. He's physical. He's aggressive. You know, he consistently gets to the free throw line. You know, so I'm proud of him. You know, we just need to collectively find a better rhythm. It just seems like we're putting together good halves, but we can't put together two good halves. And, you know, we need him to keep coming along, and we need Logan to keep coming along, and just keep figuring out rotationally. I just think that's going to be a game-to-game thing. I just think for many staffs across the country, it's our biggest job in this era. It's just everybody's got new teams. Everybody's trying to figure out rotationally what fits, what doesn't. But I'm proud of Dom just because I think he's getting more and more comfortable. And going to 6 of 7 from the free throw line is a good sign. I think we'll make our free throws. It's good to go 13 of 15. So there's some good there, but that second half, that start to that second half, and for our team just to learn, we get hit in the mouth, how to respond. Because I've seen them respond many times to this point. Tonight we did not.
Coach, it seems like you're going to have some good players.
Yeah, we have. I believe we have the pieces. I believe we have the hearts. We're learning the basketball collectively. And we're still learning, as much as I hate to say it, like, what identity do we want to be? Mm-hmm. Because to give up 56%, you know, they were at 33 points. Excuse me, they had 34 points on 33 possessions. You know, so our goal is to be under a point per possession. We were right there. And we had known Toledo's record in games where they were held under a point per possession. Not easy to do. But then the floodgates opened, and that, you know, something we need to learn from. We have the talent. I think we have the heart, but just how to work them all together, we're still figuring that out.
Everybody healthy? Logan healthy?
Logan, I think, has some back issues.
Okay. Michael might have been some sickness there. I don't know.
I just think we were stunned. I mean, you know, maybe we practiced too hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think we got physically bullied on our home floor. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, your inner man, you know, that's just how it goes. That's why we want to be physical. And to only get 6 offensive rebounds is something that I would have never thought this team. But, again, I think you got to give Toledo credit, and we'll learn from it.
Okay, to ask you about spinning forward here a little
sure.
bit. Sure. Just your attitude going into the tournament this weekend.
Yeah. You know, I know, you know, Radford and Kent are very good. You know, Kent State, very good. Radford, new coach, very talented roster. Will be awesome challenges for our team. And I'm excited, one, to learn from this pain. And because I think we have, again, we got great young men that want to do right, want to get it right. So just kind of taking it day by day and not getting too ahead of ourselves with focusing on opponents. We know our league's very good. We know that there's just a lot of challenging games, but just our focus really from the summer has just been us and day by day. And with what happened tonight, it affords us great opportunity to learn tomorrow.
Last year was a really good MTE for you. Mm-hmm. Good opponents, good quality mid-majors. Is that the idea that you look yeah. for in these?
Yeah, I believe in you know, you want a competitive balance to your schedule, but we're trying to win the biggest games against the best teams. And I just think in order to do that, you got to run into it. You got to look for them. But you also don't want to overdo it and maybe hurt your team's confidence. So there's a balance to it. You know, I'm thankful for our administration to constantly help us find these events and support them financially. And this one was a great deal for us. And you can get some neutral site games. And again, Kent State is as good as there is, and so is Radford with the roster they have. So it'll be, again, just like how we felt with Toledo. We know the history, we know the town, we know the roster, and we just got to keep measuring ourselves and going up against it as much as we can.
Yeah.
Teams like Kent State and Toledo kind of remind you of some of the teams in the Horizon League, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, very at you, very athletic, very experienced, winning coaches. High expectations, expect to win, all things that, again, to be real and to be a consistent winner, you just have to keep diving into it, and that we will.
Seems like you're still working through your rotation and who gets how many, what minutes and that kind of thing. I think everybody probably at this stage is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, we just got to keep, you know, honoring the defensive end of the floor, and I'm just so disappointed with giving up 56% and, you know, just the glass. You know, so we're trying to keep those things protected, but, you know, if you turn the ball over 19 times, you're just kind of the floodgates just open. But, yeah, we're certainly – each game is just its own deal. And I trust our players to handle that with maturity and our staff to figure it out.
It might be a 10-man rotation.
Yeah, it may be.
Yeah. I mean, they all.
Yeah, they can all. Again, I see a ton of value with our roster, but you're trying to give guys enough runway so they can be consistent, so they can be productive, and they can feel like they have enough trial and error, but like we tell them all the time, some of it's just unfair. Like circumstantially, it's unfair. Maybe if, you know, Kellen Pickett gets 3.5 minutes, and that's all you get. You know, so just staying ready, staying present, being about the team, and just always keeping a healthy list of priorities for them, so they know exactly what we need from them.
On the topic of roles, just with Michael Cooper being recognized by the league for Freshman of the Week, him earning a couple of starts, what do you want to see him? Where do you want to see him at over the next stretch of games? He had 12 points in the first half, had a really good first half. What do you want from him, and where do you want him to be over the next few games?
I just want to feel Michael Cooper. Like, we tell our guys all the time, we just bring your personality. Bring your personality first. And tonight I felt like them hitting us in the mouth, a few uncharacteristically just kind of just bad turnovers. It's the first time we've seen that from him in game, you know, so it'll be great for him to learn through that. I just want him to be steady. I want to see his personality. I want to see his joy. I want to see, you know, because these guys who get early success, sometimes it can turn into a burden. Him handling that is, I have no doubt he can. And again, to put up 15 was great, but we need him to bring his personality. We need him to take care of the ball and just be steady. Be just a steady decision maker for us. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.